Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into episode number 629 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the city of Vineland. It's KB coming at you solo dolo from Underground Studios. Kind of a different flow to the episode. We'll get into why in just a moment. Nothing crazy. Just I've been pondering things as I, have now gone to two of our season ticket games for the Phils, and just thinking of different content ideas and what we can bring you guys as a whole, as a company and everything, and just want to spew my thoughts and see what you guys think across the board. So a little bit of a different flow. We'll talk the Phils, splitting with the Pirates and some other things along the way. Get you guys geared up for a loaded week involving, you know, a whole lot going on here at home base. But before we get into all of that, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at Underground PHI on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311. And you can follow me on Instagram and Threads at KBIZZLE11 and KB Underground on TikTok. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. It really does help the show continue to grow, helps more people find Underground Sports Philadelphia and our entire catalog of podcasts across the board. It really does, you know, allow this show to thrive and continue growing. We're looking to continue growing our Spotify followers. I know a lot of people are subscribed on Apple. Keep subscribing there as well. Keep subscribing on Spotify. But keep subscribing to the pod in audio form, because it really does help us continue to grow. Lets us do more dope stuff with and for you guys. And that's what we want to do. We want to make this our careers, and we want to, you know, continue providing top-notch quality content for you guys by independent content creators that are here for the fans, because we're fans ourselves and we want to see our team succeed and our city thrive. So keep subscribing on audio and subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, clips, shorts, live streams, original video content. It's all on our YouTube channel. We will have our PLL college draft extravaganza live stream on May 7th on our YouTube channel. We're going to have a Miami GP live stream for F1 Underground on our YouTube channel. So a whole lot of live streams are coming in the very near future. I'm sure we might have some NLL playoff stuff, even though the Wings aren't in it. We might have some stuff there. We might have some Sixers live streams, some Phillies live streams. Want to do some more live content on the channel. So keep subscribing. Let's get to 800 subscribers before the end of the month. That's our next goal. So keep subscribing, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And if you choose to do so, I started my own personal YouTube channel, youtube.com/, I always mix it up, so I don't want to screw it up here. youtube.com/@UndergroundKB. Is my personal YouTube channel. I started that as a way to kind of show more of myself off the mic and just, you know, things that pop in my head, building this company. I've been inspired a lot by the Morning Meeting podcast with John Boy and building John Boy Media. They're a huge influence on us and what we're able to do, as well as a bunch of other, you know, self-started media companies like The Ringer, like Barstool, stuff like that. You know, we get inspiration from a whole lot of different content creators. But, you know, I want to be as transparent as possible as we keep building this thing. And when I have ideas that may not necessarily be podcast related, but, you know, business oriented and just doing different things and different thoughts that pop in my brain, kind of like this episode is going to be. Subscribe over there, youtube.com/@undergroundkb, I believe is the thing. I already forgot it. Yeah, at undergroundkb. And of course, guys, this show is presented by the City of Vineland, and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar features city-organized, city-sponsored, and city-affiliated events that are of public interest. The calendar, which is accessible at vinelandcity.org, is a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. Just like our guy, Isaiah Pacheco, his Super Bowl parade in the City of Vineland is going down this coming weekend. I'm going to be there and hopefully, get to see Pop and try to get him on the show, make him a true blue underground athlete. I covered him in high school, and he is one of the best. So very excited to see him this weekend. You can also follow the City of Vineland on their social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community and get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. So this episode's it's going to be uploaded a little bit later because I was on vacation for pretty much 2 weeks from my day job because Pat Pitts was here for WrestleMania. And then I had issues with my vehicle that we mentioned on the last episode that are still ongoing. So pray for the Civic, trying to get that bad boy fixed to full capacity. It's at about, 65% right now. Drivable, but still not long distance drivable, in my opinion. We had the car issues. Patty Pitts was here, and then I was at the Phillies game on Sunday with CFO Margie, and it was sprung on me midweek last week that my return to my day job was inventory, which if you've ever worked in retail, inventory is absolute hell. The hours are absolutely boggled from what you normally work for your schedule. So I had to work inventory Sunday morning, go to the Phillies game, and then had to be up for 6 a.m. the next day to be at my day job. So scheduling has been thrown all out of loop for this podcast in particular, and I apologize for that, which is why if you keep subscribing and we can make this the career, I can quit that day job and be full-time content, which is the ultimate dream. As I was going to the day job, I got to thinking, what can we do more? What can we do more of as a company, for myself as a creator, all of the people who are creating content for us here at Underground Sports? What can we do more? And I've been trying to get more proactive with everybody to, not be afraid to pick up their phones. And I think that's a reason why I started my own personal YouTube channel, is to get more comfortable just saying, I have a thought, I'm going to pick up my phone and record myself and get that thought off and see what the world has to think about it. And that's just a tool for me to kind of, help myself get even more comfortable doing that than I am already. I think the overwhelming thoughts I've had, and overwhelming in a good way, I've just had a multitude of them, is that, we have season tickets with the Philadelphia Phillies for Sundays, and it is one of the coolest and smartest and best investments I've ever made in my life. And it's one of the coolest things I get to do. More often than not, it's me and CFO Margie going, and it's one of the coolest things I get to do with my mom. Last year was our first year having the season tickets, and a majority of the games, it was myself and CFO Margie going, and then we went to all three playoff round games that we were able to purchase tickets for because we had the season tickets, and we got that early access for face value for those tickets. So we were at the Wild Card, we were at the Bryson Stott Grand Slam game, we were at the Harper Stare Down game, and we were at the shellacking in game two against Merrill Kelly before things fell apart in the NLCS. And, when the Phillies came back and we weren't going to the World Series, and it was like, damn, the season's over. And then, you know, this past Sunday, going with my mom for the first time, it was one of those things that I'm like, you know, this is the coolest thing I get to do because of this avenue of my life that I've taken, is getting the opportunity to, every few Sundays throughout the summer and throughout baseball season, go down to Citizens Bank Park with my mom and spend quality time with her in an environment that we both absolutely enjoy. And it's something that, like, I'm starting to cherish that much more. And I want to be able to just fully encapsulate it and not miss a single moment of it while, like, still being present in the moment, but also having those, like, constant reminders of, like, the fun. Because, you know, there's so many videos that, like, I haven't even sifted through from the playoffs still, you know, that we posted all over and posted a bunch. But, like, there's still some that, you know, when the Phillies play the Diamondbacks again this summer, I'll be posting them. When they play the Braves again, I'll post them as, like, a throwback type thing. When the playoffs roll around. But, like, it's one of those things that, you know, we're there. My mom gets the content game. She understands all of that, which I'm super appreciative and thankful of, that she understands, like, what this whole career move is for me and what it's going to mean for everyone that walks through the doors of Underground Sports Philadelphia one way or the other, whether it's you're here for the long run and you're on this UFO that's trying to go to the moon, or you're here for a short time, a decent amount of time, and you get an opportunity to springboard yourself, and we support you the rest of the way in your career, and know that if, you know, you never do us wrong, you always have an open door to come back to Underground Sports. But, like, I feel like, you know, we can kind of do some things at the ballpark even more, with myself and with CFO Margie, and create that into, like, some cool behind the scenes content where, like, we're at a game, but you're getting to see, like, mother and son kind of, you know, bond together and enjoy our favorite team playing baseball throughout the summer and throughout the season for the Sunday games that we're at. And I'm going to try to do it this week. Coming up, our next game is on the 21st. I think the math is correct. Yeah, the 21st. It's the Fanatics' birthday, which will be a lot of fun and a smart opportunity for us to kind of go through and make some stuff happen there, which I'm very pumped about, which it'll be a ton of fun. You know, it was something that was, like, in my brain. I'm like, we can be doing more. We can make more happen here while we're at the ballpark and do more. You know, there's so many videos I have to edit together. And if you're looking for an internship, we are open for business. Obviously, we don't get paid, so it would be unpaid, unfortunately, at the time. And I know a lot of people don't want to do that. But if you want to take a gamble with us, like a lot of people have intern-wise, and things have paid off immensely for them, hit us up. UndergroundSportsPHI@gmail.com or slide in our DMs one way or the other. But yeah, I think I'm going to talk to CFO Margie. I haven't even talked to her about this, but I'm going to talk to CFO Margie and be like, hey, let's do some stuff. Let's do some every third inning check-ins and keep people updated while we're at the game. You know, there's a lot more we can get out of being at Citizens Bank Park every single Sunday that we're there, you know, 13 times plus the playoffs. And make some really cool content together. And I think it's something that you guys would enjoy, because CFO Margie is one of the funniest people on the planet. And it would be a ton of fun to kind of just, like, get her in the mix more and let you guys kind of see where some of the funny, witty creativity comes from when it comes to me. And, you know, my mom and I riff off of each other so well that it would be electric. And I think it's, you know, stay tuned, follow us on the socials so that you don't miss out on that. But it's been in my brain, like, what can we do to elevate our content more? And just being more on the fly and being more quick and reactionary to just doing stuff, you know, and I'm very proud of what we have built so far for this company, you know, taking us from just this podcast twice a week on a whim to evolving to having Top Bins come through as our first expansion podcast. OTB comes through and has become a juggernaut. Streamer Season and Get in the Hole becoming, you know, pandemic babies and birthed as podcasts in the pandemic. You know, our Vineland football show is a juggernaut during football season there, and that partnership is huge for us. And of course, F1 Underground with Casey and Owen has become an absolute juggernaut. And I think we do a lot of things well, but I think there's a lot of things that we can really sit down, focus in on, and be more consistent with. Like, I want to get more clips out of the show. I want to get more posts on social media. I want to be able to do more. And it's just a matter of having the human power to do it and the time and dedicating time to things that are going to put this company forward. And, you know, our listeners mean the world to me, and I want to know what you guys want from us. You know, I don't want us to get stale. I want us to keep the wheel fresh, and I want us to be able to work through new content that it may feel weird at first, but it's going to work, and we know it's going to work. We've had those moments where, you know, didn't know if OTB was going to work, and look at it now. Didn't know if this show was going to work, and we are 629 episodes in now. I didn't know anything about F1 and if it would work, and it worked. You know, the trials and tribulations that Stephen McAvoy has gone through, cycling through co-hosts on Get in the Hole, we didn't know if it was going to survive, and it's still cooking, and they just, you know, recorded their 150th episode. You know, Streamer Season is still going. It's gone through a ton of iterations, and that show is still finding its way. Top Bins took a 4-year hiatus. It's kind of on a mini break right now, and we'll figure that out when the time is right. But, you know, the Vineland football show, that was like, let's do it, because I wanted to be more involved with my city, and it has turned into a powerhouse show on this network. And when you have people reaching out to you for advice about podcasting and about, you know, digital media and stuff like that, where I went to school for journalism, I didn't go to school for digital media, I didn't go to school for podcasting or radio or anything like that, and I've kind of learned a lot of this on the fly and on my own, it means a lot. And it means a lot when we get feedback from our listeners and viewers and things like that, because we want to deliver the best content possible for the people that isn't radio shtick, that isn't just, you know, reactionary, that isn't just trying to get clicks. That's not who I am. I want to deliver authentic, I call it fan analysis, because we're all fans at the end of the day that work here. And we want to make sure we're delivering content that the fans want and that isn't reactionary, that's not getting people to get pissed off at us for saying what's on our minds, because we know at the end of the day, that's what we would want to hear somebody else talking about. And, you know, I think there's so many different approaches we can do still. Like, we can still build so much from this show that we're just scratching the surface, and we're 629 episodes in, and I don't even think we've reached our full potential. So, I mean, the support since day one from every single person that listens means the world. We're only going to keep going up from here. And, you know, I want to just be as transparent as possible with this show for every single one of you, whether that comes on my personal YouTube, whether that comes on a show like this, where I'm just like giving you my thoughts and wanting to, you know, curate from our listeners and our viewers about what type of content you guys would want to see from us on top of what we're already delivering, that you think would make us better. So, we are working on a ton of things that I think are feasible and doable, and it's just a matter of us executing them the right way. But I think the first bit will be, you know, more content from Citizens Bank Park, because we have the domain of being there and take advantage of the time spent at Citizens Bank Park a lot more than we have, and just entertaining you guys for the best possible content we can to the best of our abilities. And I think there's a lot to come from that. This isn't how I intended this episode to go. But I think it's good for me to kind of voice it on a solo dolo type episode flow like this, to really just like be authentic with you guys. You know, I don't really get to sit down and do this on my own to begin with. So to do it where it's recorded and I can go back and see what I said here, and, you know, down the line, see where we're at, is huge. So yeah, let me know, like, what would you guys want to see while we're at the ballpark? What type of content would you want to see? There's a lot of things that I'm working on when it comes to the Phillies, especially to really elevate some things that we're able to do. And you know, with the show in general, do you want to see, you know, this show has not, been guest driven whatsoever. We have had very few guests on this show. And I think Pat Pitts and I talked about this going into the new year. Like, you know, Jameel Demby obviously was a guest. Corey Nelson was a guest. Will Parks was a guest. Cole Irvin, the Arkells. I did a mini series where we had, you know, Marshall Harris was on the show. Chris McKendry was on this show. I'm working to get Kevin Nagandi on this show, which will be very fun. But, you know, we haven't really done too many guests on the main pod. And is that something you guys are cool with? Like, are you fine, like, not having guests? And obviously the top big dog guest that really moved the needle in a lot of ways was when Mike Scott came on the show. And that's our guy for life. But, you know, are guests necessary for you to want to tune in more? Obviously we did the live show at the Iron Pigs stadium with Kurt Landis, the GM and president of the team. You know, we did a show with Cole Selleck and Jesse from Radio 104.5 back in the day. Ron Jaworski came on when we were covering the Philadelphia Soul. So, I mean, there's windows of opportunity, but we've been very seldom with them, because it was one of those things that we didn't want guests to drive the conversation. We had Colton Eastman on the show. We had, you know, obviously Eagles Enemies, kind of a spin-off during football season that was a little slowed down this year, but James Seltzer has been on the show. E-Rock and Gail Saunders have been on the show. So, I mean, like, we've had guests, but it has been a long time since on this particular show. You know, we had Josh Hood, my guy, when he got drafted, which was almost 200 episodes ago, was our last guest on the show. So is that something you guys would want, would be to get more guests on the show? I can reach out to people. I know there's some people that I've been working to get on for a while and making that happen. So let me know. Hit my line, DM me, leave a comment in the YouTube comment section, leave a podcast review, email us, undergroundsportsphi@gmail.com. Let us know what you'd want to see more of. What do you think would help elevate this show even higher than it is right now? Because at the end of the day, you guys are the ones listening, and we want you guys to listen even more. We want you guys to watch even more. Do you want, you know, vlog-type content, kind of like how John Boy Media and Barstool do, like stool scenes and the office vlog? Do you want that from here? Obviously, it's just me here, but, you know, do you want that kind of stuff where, like, maybe certain weeks I get Pitts to film him up in Massachusetts, DJ in Michigan, you know, Steve in New York, Ben, wherever the hell he is, you know, in the world, you know, stuff like that. We're going to be doing OTB vlogs this summer when DJ and I are on the road together. That'll be on the Outside the Box Podcast YouTube channel. But, you know, let us know what type of content you want to see just help us evolve even more. Let us know in the comment section. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a DM. We'd love to hear from you guys. But yeah, without any further ado, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at UndergroundPHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311, Instagram and Threads, KBIZZLE11, and on TikTok at KB Underground, and on you can subscribe to my personal YouTube channel at UndergroundKB. Subscribe to the podcast feed, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Leave a 5-star rating and review. Goes a long way for helping this show continue to grow. Helps more people find Underground Sports Philadelphia and our entire catalog of podcasts. And of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. We're at 762 subscribers right now. Leave a like, leave a comment down below with, you know, content suggestions that you want to see us potentially dive into. And of course, smash that subscribe button. We're at 762. Let's get to 800 before the end of the month. But leave a like, comment, click the bell icon, all that good stuff. Let's make that happen. Hit 800 subscribers. 800 subscribers. Let's go. Let's keep it going. And of course, you guys can get your merch at phiapparel.co. And I didn't do a formal ad read on here. I only did our presenting sponsor ad read for this show because didn't really feel necessary. But get merch, phiapparel.co, code underground, 10% off your merch order. And like I mentioned, this show is presented by the City of Vineland. And whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process. And their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. And this has been episode number 629, a little peek behind the curtain, a little, you know, formal sort of episode of Underground Sports Philadelphia. I'm your boy KB. We'll catch you guys on the next one. As always, go Phils, go Sixers, go Birds, go Flyers, go Union, go Wings, go Water Dogs. Till the next one, I'm getting the heck up out of here, and I'm signing off. Peace.